This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Attorney General William Barr says that President Donald Trump has to stop his tweets about the Justice Department. As AP's Tim McGuire reports, Barr says that Trump's time on Twitter is making it impossible to do his job.
Attorney General William Barr tells ABC's Pierre Thomas,
I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases.
Barr says Trump's tweets have done real damage.
People in the department are men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
The ABC interview comes after Barr overruled his own prosecutors who recommended Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison, and then he took the extraordinary step of lowering the amount while not offering an amended number. Barr is scheduled to testify to Congress at the end of next month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The U.S. Senate backed legislation Thursday to limit President Trump's ability to wage war against Iran, rebuking the president after a strike against an Iranian general and Tehran's retaliation last month raised fears of a broader regional conflict. The measure was authored by Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, who says that Trump must win approval from Congress before engaging any further in military action against Iran.
The president's going to do what he's going to do, but we do think putting this bill on his desk with strong majorities in both houses will, at a minimum, will influence his thinking about whether another war is a good idea or not.
8 Republicans joined with the Democrats to pass the resolution, 55 to 45. President Trump has promised to veto the measure. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Health Commission in Hubei Province, China, says the number of deaths from the coronavirus rose by 116 Thursday. The total number of infected people in the province is now up to nearly 52,000. But the executive director of the World Health Organization Emergencies Program, Dr. Michael Ryan, said Thursday, a dramatic increase in the number of cases is due to a change in the way suspected cases are diagnosed and reported.
We need to be very careful when interpreting any extremes, be it in incubation periods, be it in daily numbers. We must take all numbers into account. We must look at all numbers seriously, but we also must try and interpret what those numbers mean and not react directly to the number itself.
Ryan said countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. He said that getting clinical trials of drugs and vaccines underway as quickly as possible is of great urgency. Meanwhile, passengers were able to disembark from a cruise ship in Cambodia. The ship had been denied entry by several countries in Asia because it was thought one of its passengers had the virus. The leader of Italy's right-wing League Party, Matteo Salvini, said Thursday his former government was in it with him when it came to taking the decision to deny the disembarkation of migrants from a Coast Guard ship last year. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
Salvini appeared at a news conference, not holding back at naming those others involved.
The days when I blocked the ship before the disembarkation was a shared decision, agreed with Conti, Di Maio, Bonafede and Toninelli.
Salvini denied entry for over 100 migrants on board the ship until European Union countries agreed to take them in. If found guilty, he could eventually face up to 15 years in jail. Although a resolution is not expected anytime soon, due to Italy's complicated legal system.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. Syria's air defenses engaged hostile targets over the capital Damascus, according to state-run media. Residents reported loud explosions that rocked the city shortly before midnight. The state news agency Sana quoted reports saying Syrian air defenses intercepted a number of missiles. It said the projectiles approached from the southwest over the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. No further details were immediately available, nor was it clear what was hit. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the war, said suspected Israeli missiles targeted posts for Iranian-backed militias in the area between Damascus and the Sayeda Zeynab neighborhood. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.